When Wendy Foster heard temperatures were going to rise and rain was going to fall, she and her husband Gary took the advice of Cache County officials and began preparing for the flooding at their Providence home. They placed sandbags along the east side of their home because they'd seen flooding there 2 weeks ago, but they weren't prepared for flooding on the west side.
We have had some flooding. We're not sure if it was a gutter issue or where we had piled up the snow from shoveling all that snow. So we have probably 10 gallons that we suctioned out.
The Fosters did try to get supplies like rain gutters and sandbags from area home improvement stores, but everything was gone. So they ended up staying home Monday.
We have the carpet pulled up and the pad is out. We have fans going. So I think we'll be okay until we can get back home and headed off to work and hoping for the best.
Lisa Wood and her family own a local computer store, which they had to close for the day on Monday after the rain combined with melting snow from the two stories above to cause their basement stairwell to fill with water.
We were able to just stay right on top of it, so we don't have a lot of damage. My husband kept saying, oh my gosh, I just can't believe we have this much water. This is amazing. It just didn't feel like it would ever stop. And then when it started to thunder and lightning, we were like, wow.
Cache County Sheriff Deputy Matt Billidoux spent Monday responding to calls from homeowners.
But when I showed up, it was very minor. They had it under control. They maybe need to stay home and watch their sump pumps or had a sump pump in a window well that they needed to watch so they didn't go to work. I haven't heard of any major water damage.
The sheriff's office assisted cities in Cache County by providing more than 4,000 bags to city officials who then filled those bags with sand and offered sandbags to residents. Monday's storm did force a truck to plow into the side of Logan Canyon. That forced a two-hour closure. There were also two auto accidents north of Logan after roads became icy and rain began to puddle on the roadways. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.